7th of May, 1976. And how do you say your own language? Well, first of all, your name, Thomas, can you say your own name?
Yeah, my name is Thomas Tumann.
How do you pronounce the name of your language?
The Midwagi, or most often referred to as Midwagi.
Midwagi, yes. Is there, why Midwagi? I mean, is there another Wagi?
No, the Wagi is quite long. It stretches from Hagen way down to Chimbu, and we live on the in the middle
of it. You're in Hagen province?
No. When the speakers of Midwagi live in both Chimbu and Hagen.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And 1/4 of its speakers are found in Chimbu, and the other 3/4 are in Hagen province.
And you yourself are from
where? I'm from the Chimbu side.
You're from the Chimbu side, yes. Okay. Can you read then this list of words? The word for a child is?
The word for child is Nagam or Ngagam.
Okay, can you say it again?
Nagam or Ngagam.
Yeah. And the word for hand?
Hand is Angir.
Again?
Angir.
And to stand?
To stand is Angir.
Angel. This word for dizzy?
Dizzy is agale.
Again.
Agale.
Okay. And word for fright?
Word for fright is kilal.
Again.
Kilal.
And the fish?
Fish is burumbak.
Again.
Burumbak.
And not to speak properly?
Not to speak properly is Alala.
Okay.
Alala.
And the word meaning again and again?
Ala ala. Alala.
Okay, can you read that whole list down again, perhaps tell us what? I don't know if you can read my handwriting well enough, just try.
With it.
Without the English, just read it straight down.
Nagam or Ngagam. Angir. Again.
Just start again from the beginning.
Nagam or Ngagam. Angir. Angir. Agare. Kilal. Burumbak. Alala. Alala.
Then that last word meaning again and again. It's because I'd written it down wrong. It really should be said how?
Should be said Allah, Allah.